God told me to return to the Holy Land, but my slightly older, more handsome twin brother Esau, who I call E, whose birthright I took and whose blessing I stole, is waiting for me with 400 men and a beard that doesn't move. Esau must be so angry with me, I don't know what to do. I know most of you have been really good to your brothers and sisters, but I was really cruddy to my brother. What should I do to make up to my brother? Anybody?
Apologize.
Thank you. Nice girl, Lily. You must come from a very fine family. Maybe a family of Kohanes, maybe? Lily says I should apologize to my brother. Okay, maybe. Maybe I'll apologize to my brother. What should I do, young man?
Atone for it.
Oh, repent to God. You think my brother will handle atonement pretty well?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
What should I do to apologize to my brother for stealing his birthright and basically messing up his life?
I got nothing.
Well, I got God. So I'll soften my brother up with gifts. That's what I think the Torah wants me to do. Let's see, if I look in the Torah, a birthright, that's worth 220 goats and 220 sheep. Stealing the blessing, 30 camels and their young and 50 cows. Wouldn't you love 50 cows, Mr. Gelfand? Absolutely. And maybe I'll throw in 30 donkeys for good measure. Wouldn't you love a good donkey? Yeah, sure. Yeah. All right. So if I really give him all these gifts, do you think he'll still be angry at me? I think I'll send all those gifts to his house, so before he shows up with the 400 men, I've softened him up a little. I'm still really nervous. And he is the handsome brother.
I am so angry. I just heard that my brother thinks he's going to come back to the land of Israel. He thinks that after 20 years that I'm just going to let go the fact that he stole my birthright and my blessing. I'm starting to think of some things that maybe I'm going to do once I see him. Wait, Esau? We've already learned this lesson with our brother Jacob. We don't make decisions when we're hungry. We don't make decisions when we're angry. Let me count to 10. Maybe I'll sing a song. That usually helps me to feel a little bit better. Maybe a song about, you know, brotherly love, for example. Maybe I'll get all of my followers to sing with me as well. Excuse me, my hair is in my way. E-O-O. E-O-O. Hinemato umanayim shevet achim gam yachad. How great it is for brothers and sisters to be here on this day. You try it. Hine matov umanayim shevet achim gam yachad. How great it is for brothers and sisters to be here on this day. Everybody, e-o-o. 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 E-o-o-o-o-o-o-o. Now say, Hine matov umanayim, shevet achim, shevet achim, gam yachad. Try it again. Hi ne ma tov umanaim. Shevet achim, shevet achot, gam yachad. Everybody, yo, 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 yo. One more time. Eo, 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 eo.
I'm exhausted. I was wrestling with that angel all night. I wanted to win. It was just like when I used to wrestle with Esau. You know, we started wrestling in the womb. Who was going to come out first? Esau always wins. Esau had to rush out of the womb. I grab his heel. They name me heel. I mean, really. I ended up with a horrible name. He ended up with the good hair. He ended up with the good beard. He ended up with the height. And every time we wrestled when we were kids, he won. He always beat me. I just really felt like, you know, he was just everything. He was Dad's favorite. That's because he knew how to barbecue. Not everybody can barbecue. Some of us are vegetarians. And we just kept wrestling, and we just kept fighting, and we just kept fighting, and we just kept wrestling. And I don't know, it just got really exhausting. And last night when I wrestled with the angel, I just felt like, well, maybe someday I'll get a blessing. I think that's probably why I stole the blessing from Esau. And I really am sorry.
Nothing like a good Hine Matov to calm the anger, you know. One thing I've been trying to work on in my adulthood is trying to pay attention to those feelings before I act on them. So maybe you all could help me sort of understand why I've been feeling so angry. Anyone have a thought as to why I'm angry? Yes, my dear. Because my own brother stole my birthright. That's right. Why else? No one else? Yes. I feel disrespected, yeah. By who else besides my brother Jay? Yes.
Because you are the taller one.
Because I'm the taller one. That makes me angry because I'm just taller. I can't fit on the airplane as well.
Whoa. No respect.
Can't just put me up in the overhead compartment. It's always when the costumes come out. Maybe I'm angry because my own mother helped my brother take my blessing. Those are some of the reasons why I'm angry, but there's something deeper here. It's my brother. It's a blessing. I just feel like there's something deeper here for me to learn, and I think if I follow that feeling, I think there's maybe an opportunity, a hizdamnut for something real, some sort of growth here. So maybe one more song will help.
Na 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 na
Melody out of my head. Na, 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 na. Repairing the world. I can't repair the world till I repair my relationship with my brother. I'm really nervous. Here he comes. Okay, humility. Humility, Jacob. Humility. Oh, my beloved brother. It has been 20 years. I hope you got the gifts I sent.
Get over here, brother. And give me a hug. Oh, I've missed you so much.
I love you, man. I love you, man. Oh, yeah. It's so cool to see you.
Oh, no. It is so good to see you, brother.
It's so good to see you. You still mad at me?
I won't lie. I was pretty angry. I was about 2 songs worth of angry. But I realized something through those songs, brother. I'm jealous of you. That's why I'm angry.
Really?
Yeah.
I've always been jealous of you. You got the good looks and the good beard and the good height and the good hair, and Dad loved you more.
You think Dad loved me more? You
Absolutely. He loved your hairy body.
Well, how do you explain Ma helping you steal my blessing and everything?
She needed parenting classes.
You, Jacob, you were the favorite, and I'm jealous of that. But honestly, more importantly, you're smart, you're thoughtful, you've taught me so many things I would never have been able to come to on my own. For example, I always knew I was physically strong. But last night, in anticipating seeing you again after all these years, I learned that I could be very strong emotionally. See, you may think that being the older brother is just all glory, that I get all the fun things and I get them all first. That's kind of true.
Kinda.
But, as the older brother, it falls on me. I'm sort of responsible for the whole family, especially as we get older. And that means that I have to protect you. Even if I'm angry at you, I have to get past that. And I have to love you, and I have to do everything for you, even when we're upset. And that comes with the territory of being the older brother. It's not just all fun and games. We're not the first brothers to fight, and certainly not the last. I mean, you remembered what happened with great 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 Grandpa Kane?
Don't remind me.
We're never going to be like him.
I hope not.
We're brothers. I will always be here for you, even if we're arguing. Hashomer achi anochi. I am my brother's keeper.
I love you, bro.
I love you, bro.
Oh, I love you, bro. You promise you won't stick me in the overhead compartment?
I promise. Never again.
Excellent.
I have one more song to share with you, but I really have to tell you this story. I had the song Cain and Abel, which you can find in your service folder. I was combining handout and folder there into holder. I had this chorus in my head, which goes like this. Cain and Abel, the world's first brothers, lived long before the laws of how to treat each other. Cain asked God, why my brother's keeper, Hashomer Achi Anochi? And God said, and I couldn't find the lyrics, and I couldn't find the melody anywhere, but I could have sworn it was by one of my favorite Jewish rock bands, Ma Tovu, many of whose songs we do here. So I reached out to my friend Steve Brodsky earlier this week, and he said, oh my God, Cain and Abel. He went and he found an old tape, a tape player, and he recorded onto his phone the tape playing through the tape player.
What's a tape player?
Give it 2,000 years, but in 2,020 years, no one will know again. So he sent me this recording, but he made me promise to never share it with anyone. So this is an incredible song that somehow got lost, but it's one of my favorites. And it's a little bit of like a rap, and it's sort of inconsistent where the beat falls. But we're going to all just try and sing it together, and we'll get through it, okay? The chorus is super easy.
Cain and Abel, world's first brothers, lived long before the laws of how to treat each other. Cain asked God, find my brother's keeper, Hashomer Achik Anochi. And God said, well, Eve had two sons. Cain was the first one, a tiller of soil, a farmer of the earth, alone in life till mother gave birth to Abel. He was a shepherd, no, he raised his little sheep. He raised his little sheep, he helped them grow. Cain and Abel, the world's first brothers, lived long before the laws of how to treat each other. Cain asked God, find my brother's keeper, Hashomer Achik Anochi. And God said, here we go again. Well, Cain had a good crop, Abel had a nice flock that gave the best of what they had. They offered God the best they had. God liked Abel's flock, ignored Cain's crop, and Cain, well, his face just fell. God said to Cain then, don't be a sad man, go and do all that is right. If you do good, you will feel all right, but if you do wrong, well, it won't be long until sin masters you. Cain and Abel, world's first brothers, lived long before the laws of how to treat each other. Cain asked God, find my brother's keeper, Hashomer Achik Anochi. And God said, well, they were in the field when Cain was mastered by sin, just like God said it would be. God said, oy, they never listen to me. Well, God said to Cain then, where's your brother Abel? And Cain said, I do not know. Cain and Abel, the world's first brothers, lived long before the laws of how to treat each other. Cain asked God, find my brother's keeper, Hashomer Achik Anochi. God said,
last time, keep up with me.
Well, the answer we do know, because God cursed Cain, so Cain could never farm, keep your brother safe from harm. Well, the point of the story is you always have to worry about how your brother is. You can't just sit and mind your own business. You got to care for each other. If he's your brother, we are all each other's keeper. We are all each other's keeper. Yeah, we are all each other's keeper. Last time, Cain and Abel, world's first brothers, lived long before the laws of how to treat each other. Cain asked God, my brother's keeper, Hashomer Achik Anochi. And God said, yes.
Shabbat shalom.
Love you, brother.
Ha, ha, ha.